Hey anime friend, you're listening to the podcast version of this video. If you're a person who loves visuals, I suggest checking out the Anime Tea YouTube. That's also where you can leave your thoughts on the topics I talk about in this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Peace! Shonen are everywhere. Everyone loves them because they are adorable and great to look at, but what about older characters that don't quite fit the definition of a Bishonen, yet have their own unique charms? What about the handsome, older, or more defined characters with jawlines like this or like this? Where do they fit in? Welcome anime friends! If you are new here, hi, my name is Phoenix, and I dive into the visual storytelling world of anime and sometimes manga on a weekly, semi-weekly, sometimes every other week basis. Today, before we begin, as always, make sure that you grab your cup because it's time to spill the anime tea. We're going to be defining the beautiful older men, bidanchi, and the cool stylish men, ikemen, of anime and manga in some of our favorite series, as well as determining what sets them apart from bishonen and ranking them by condiments. Yes, you heard me right. I did not stutter. We're going to be talking about condiments, and we're going to be ranking beautiful, attractive male characters by them. Today's episode is brought to you by two bags of green tea with some half and half cream, a little bit of brown sugar. It's basically a homemade green tea latte. Double bags because I need all the caffeine and energy today. Ikemen is a really popular term that many anime fans might be familiar with. It basically describes an attractive looking male character in a series, but the actual translation for the term ikemen is a combination of two different words, the first being ike or iketeru, which basically means cool or good looking, and men, which it can either be translated as like men in Japanese means face, I don't know if that's the same pronunciation, or it can also just mean the English version of men to refer to good looking men when you put it together. Additionally, with bidanchi is a term similar to bishonen, but in reference to beautiful older men. The term ikemen came around the 90s and 2000s. Not really quite sure where it came from, but I think it probably started to pop up with the rise of pop culture in Japan, probably in the 80s and 90s. And I do need to clarify, the term ikemen is not exclusive to anime and manga like bishonen is, but ikemen is more talking about like idols and celebrities, particularly in Japanese culture as well as Korean culture, spills over into the world of anime and manga, and that is the lens that we're going to be viewing it through today. So anyone who is like a K-pop fan or J-pop fan or like knows these terms already, we're specifically going to be using them through the lens of anime and manga today. But main physical traits of ikemen include sharp and chiseled features, neatly messy hair, which sounds counterintuitive, but if you really think about it, some popular anime characters who have kind of like the spiky haired look, think of early 2000s fashion, the boy bands and like NSYNC and all that, and they had kind of the gelled spiky haired look, but it also kind of looked like they just woke up and really literally just put gel in their hair. That's kind of the look that ikemen have. Additionally, pale skin, of course, not too dissimilar to bishonen, and well-dressed. According to a Japan Today article all the way back from 2012, journalists interviewed some Japanese women who gave their input on what makes a man an ikemen. When it comes to how well a person dresses, the most casual clothes can make an ikemen look sharp as long as they fit right. Additionally, clothes that in terms of framing of the body, like a more slender look, but has like broad shoulders to indicate masculinity. In terms of personality, ikemen are usually pretty confident. Also, having a passion or being passionate about something in particular. One of the women in the article I just mentioned talked about how an ikemen can be kind of an otaku, but not in terms of like anime or manga, because that would be weird. No, they have to be an otaku in terms of like knowing a lot about a specific genre of music or a certain area of literature, or, you know, things that people find attractive generally. One aspect of ikemen that stood out to me when I was researching it is the voice. Voice has a huge part to play in the attractiveness of an ikemen. One woman from the same article mentioned deep, low voices. She says, a low voice sounds mature, so that even if his face isn't my type, his voice can start my heart racing. Isn't that beautiful? I immediately thought of Daisuke Kanbei from Millionaire Detective that came out like a couple of seasons ago because his voice is deep. I think Lloyd Forger or Twilight from Spy Family also has like a deeper voice. And of course, some extra things about Ikemen that don't hurt their image are, of course, being extra super wealthy. Again, in the case of Millionaire Detective, that did not hurt at all. That's kind of one of the reasons why he blew up on Twitter at the time. So why do I bring up Ikemen and Bidanshi? What makes them so different or special from Bishonen? Well, like I said, Bishonen are well loved, they're well liked, they're already known, sometimes they're hated, but they're well known in anime and manga to being the pretty boy cast of characters that younger characters. Usually they have to be teenagers or younger to be Bishonen. Whereas Ikemen tend to be older or skew older, though they can overlap with Bishonen. A Bishonen can also be an Ikemen and vice versa, especially depending on the age and like style of the character. Some examples of Bishonen characters versus Ikemen characters come from this list, like ranking the most popular Bishonen characters and another article that ranks the most popular Ikemen characters. Two of the most popular Bishonen characters, for example, were Haru from Free Iwatobi Swim Club and Haku from Spirited Away. And then comparing that to the most popular Ikemen in another ranking list were Gojo, Satoru from Jujutsu Kaisen, and Levi from Attack on Titan. So they tend to skew older, like I said, even though Todoroki from My Hero Academia also made it on the Ikemen list, even though he could also be considered, I originally considered him to be a Bishonen. A good example of like a shoujo anime that has a good example of each of these characters is Fruits Basket. For example, Momiji Soma is a Bishonen through and through. He has adorable big eyes, kind of the androgynous look. But Kyo Soma is considered to be an Ikemen because he is cool, he has a pretty good fashion sense, and he is a really passionate character. And then on the other end is the Bidanshi, which I would consider to be Shigure. He is an older character who's also attractive and has the traits of some of the other characters in the Soma clan, but he is older and he has like a broader frame. But now let's move on to my favorite part of the video, the part of the video I've been waiting for, I'm very excited to talk about. We're gonna break down Ikemen by the sauce types that they are. A tea break before I begin. Okay. There are four main types of Ikemen that exist in the world of Ikemen, basically. Though these types, I need to preface, are mostly, I believe, used for like real life celebrities and idols and things, we will be putting it through the lens of anime and manga today because that's what this channel is about. The four main types of Ikemen are each named after condiments. So the first type is Shiogao, which means salt face, basically. If an Ikemen has a salt face, that means they have kind of like softer Ikemen facial features that are not as defined. Again, the chiseled jaw, muscular tone. They're kind of like at the end. If you think of Ikemen on a spectrum, there is the lighter looking, like almost kind of barely an Ikemen, and then there is like the definitive, like this is a definite cool guy type Ikemen. But essentially, Shiogao was the hardest one to kind of determine what characters kind of fit within because I had to go through my knowledge of anime and kind of determine which of these anime boys and men fit into this type. I started off with Wotakoi's Hirotaka. I feel like he fits into Shiogao because he is like, not only is he an otaku, which kind of takes a little bit away from his Ikemen prestige, I guess, a little bit, which I feel bad about, but in the manga and in the show, they talk about how he is not super attractive or that the main character is not that attracted to him because he doesn't fit the style that she's used to in guys, which is more similar to like the typical Ikemen look. So that's why I think Hirotaka is a good gauge for characters that have like the Shiogao or the salt face. Another example of Shiogao is a cast of Run with the Wind. Most of the cast of Run with the Wind, which is a sports anime with a bunch of Ikemen in it, essentially. They all kind of look different from one another, but they do have the main characteristics of Ikemen. But since they have their own kind of unique facial traits, I think they more fit into the Shiogao. They don't really have definitive, really strong Ikemen looks, except for like the main character. And then I think the cast of Demon Slayer, for the most part, most of the men in Demon Slayer, the boys even too, kind of fit into Shiogao, like Tanjiro and Zenitsu specifically. Inosuke, I think he fits more into Bishonen because he has the androgynous pretty boy look. Tanjiro and Zenitsu kind of don't, but they still are cool guys. People really like their look and their style, So therefore, I think they fit into the Xiaogao salt face. Xiaoyugao, Xiaoyu means soy sauce, basically soy sauce face characters. They're like the typical ikemen. They're like that, like when you think of ikemen, you think of these characters, and that's why this list is about to be extra long. The typical ikemen look is like everything I described earlier, but not like overtly like masculine or chiseled. They're just really cool looking characters, people, guys. One of the first characters I thought of was Dazai from Bungo Stray Dogs. A lot of the characters in Bungo Stray Dogs also fit into the Bidanchi ikemen look anyway, but specifically Dazai because a lot of people are familiar with his character. Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen definitely fits into the very typical ikemen style, specifically also because ikemen in the Shoyugao category tend to have slightly more tanned or toned skin, and Gojo sometimes is portrayed with having slightly darker skin. More recently, of course, everyone's favorite, everyone's current obsession is Aki from Chainsaw Man. He definitely is like the embodiment of like a typical ikemen, because especially since he's in an action series, he fights, even though he can kind of slide into Bishonen when he's just chilling out at home with his hair out, you know. He has that cool guy look, especially because he smokes. Also, Lloyd Forger, aka Twilight, I mentioned him earlier from Spy Family. He is like the baseline of a typical ikemen. Reigen Arataka from Mob Psycho 100, you know, the sexiest man on the internet, or I guess not, because I think he got beat out by a freaking skeleton or something like that. Two characters from Attack on Titan, of course, Eren and Levi, I think fit like the baseline of a typical ikemen. Especially since Eren kind of grows up throughout the series, so he has more of an ikemen bidanshi look as he gets older. Next, we're going to go on to my favorite category. My absolute favorite category of this list, of the condiment list, is the sauce gal, and I will be changing it to sauce god only for this part, because every time I wrote this part out, I wanted to say sauce god so bad, so that's what I'm going to call it. These characters tend to have strong facial features and really deep set eyes. People who like really masculine type body features and facial features, this is your time to shine. Especially because they're not as popular in a lot of anime and manga, because the main look is more Bishonen. Yeah, so one of the first characters I thought of was Ichigo from Bleach. Specifically Ichigo from like the, when they were first marketing Thousand Year Blood War arc, there's this image of Ichigo going around that Kubo drew of like an older looking Ichigo with like a chiseled jaw, and he had more defined like features, and I think he fits into the sauce god category for sure. But most of the characters from Bleach, most of the male characters, I think also heavily fit into sauce gal, and if not into, at least into the typical like ikemen shoyu gal category. Saichi from Golden Kamuy, I feel like I had to add him because I used him as an example of what a Bishonen was not in my other video, so I felt kind of bad, so I feel like I needed to add him into this one and talk about how he is a sauce god. You know, he made it into like the best category. Additionally, Guts from Berserk, of course, is also a sauce god. Thor's from Vinland Saga, not Thorfinn, but Thorfinn's dad, Thor specifically, I put into this category because I really liked Thor's in the first like two or three episodes of Vinland Saga. Yeah, no spoilers, but yeah, he's supposed to be like a Viking essentially, so of course he has that look. I think most of the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure male characters also fit into the sauce god look. JJBA fans will probably agree. Bringing it back to Jujutsu Kaisen, Nanami, I think, particularly fits into the sauce god category because of that one drawing of him with the watch, but also because he has more defined facial features. He has like defined cheekbones and a more rigid looking jaw and bone structure in his face. So I think he fits more into sauce god than the typical Shoyu Gao ikemen look Gojo has. Zui from Demon Slayer is definitely a sauce god. I mean, look at him. I don't have to say anything. He fits into the sauce god very clearly. Spike from Cowboy Bebop, I think, also fits into this, which might be controversial because he has more of like the typical ikemen look, but I think particularly because of his curly hair and his more like, he's supposed to not really be Japanese, he's like a mixed race person, so I think that he fits more into the sauce god look. One Punch Man's main cast of characters also fits into sauce god. Saitama kind of has more of like the typical ikemen look almost, but when he is like fighting people, especially in that first season or in the manga, then he has more of the sauce god look. And I'm gonna throw Renske from Blue Lock in there because he's one of my new recent favorite characters, and I think he fits into the Sauce God aesthetic. So I'm putting him up there. And last but not least is Sato Gal, or Sugar Face, basically. Also kind of like baby face characters and people, essentially, which it is a little bit complicated in the terms of anime and manga because, again, this like blurs the line between Bishonen and like Ikemen. So, for example, one of the first characters I picked was Hinata from Haikyuu. A lot of characters in that show are probably considered typical Ikemen, but I think Hinata in particular, because he's short, he has really big eyes, he fits into the baby-faced Ikemen, the Sato Gal. Also, Honey Senpai, basically Honey from Oren High School Host Club. Even though all the boys in that cast are technically Bishonen, I think Honey, because he's technically an older character, he is older than all the other boys in that group, but has a look of a literal child, I think that he fits this category. And then Deku, I think, also fits into the Sato Gal look because he technically is kind of an Ikemen. He doesn't really have the Bishonen look at all, none of the androgynous looking features. So I think because of the series and because of the style of the series, I think he fits this look. I think Edward and Al Elric from Fullmetal Alchemist also kind of fit into the Sato Gal. They don't really have the Bishonen look, even though they're also younger. Of course, I'm talking about Al when he's in his human form, not in his giant tin can. But you know, the tin can fit into the Sato Gal too. Dang it. Okay, we're talking about anime. And of course, I have to throw in one more Attack on Titan reference because I know a lot of people know that Armin from Attack on Titan definitely fits into the Sato Gal, even though he gets older, like Eren and Mikasa and the other characters, he still kind of has that baby face look. So please let me know if you want me to do a breakdown or a list or like a ranking tier of characters that from series that have a lot of Ikemen. Like breaking them down into the different condiments, because I would love to do that. I don't know if anyone would watch that though. If some people do want to see that, I might make a little mini series where I break down some series like Bungo Stray Dogs or Jujutsu Kaisen or something like that and put them into different categories. Especially because I only named the four main types, but there's actually four more, I think even more than that, other types that include vinegar, mayonnaise, ketchup, and miso. So I really want to dive into that as well. For the sake of this video though, let's move on. After making several kind of heavy, in-depth videos, I decided that I needed something that would let my mind rest, and this was luckily the perfect topic, and it also goes along with the other videos that I created. So please let me know where your favorite Bidanshi or Ikemen lie on this list, on the condiment list particularly. But yeah, if you prefer to dive a little bit more deeply into more on like the characters, where they came from, the aesthetics and styles of Bishonen, as well as how it affected shoujo and shonen manga and anime to this very day, then I suggest checking out one of the two videos that pops up on your screen right here. Thank you so much for watching. Remember, Sauce Gal has the best Ikemen, and I will see you guys in the next video. Peace.